Class is in session. You're listening to Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horshick.
Let's go!
Now, let's start the show.
Podcast listeners, what's up? I hope you all are having a great day so far. Thank you so much for checking out today's show. This is episode 19 of the Squat University podcast. The goal with each and every one of these shows is to bring you as much value-packed content to help you move better in the gym and in life, decrease your body's aches and pains, and help you reach your true athletic potential. Now, in today's show, we're going to switch gears a little bit from talking about mobility and stability like we have the past few weeks and discuss the topic of youth weight training and youth weightlifting specifically, whether or not it is safe. Now, this is something I've gotten a ton of questions over the past couple years, so hopefully the content in today's podcast will be valuable for you either as a parent of a youngster that's looking to start them in weightlifting or jumping them into a CrossFit Kids class, or even if you're not a parent yet, but you are a coach. Hopefully this information will be still very valuable for you. So the title of today's class, I guess therefore, will be, Is Youth Weightlifting Safe? Now, in recent years, there has been a growing number of children participating in youth weightlifting programs all across the world. However, the subject of youth athletes lifting weights is still fairly controversial. As a parent or coach, it can be very easy to become overwhelmed with the number of opinions circulating on this topic. Now, oftentimes the media today condemns the use of barbell training for young children. I'm sure almost everyone has heard the line before, lifting weights at a young age will stunt your growth. Sound familiar? Every time I see a post on Instagram or on Facebook where there's a young athlete that's lifting a big weight, I check the comments, and almost every single time there's going to be a post under those comments where someone is saying that this athlete is going to have a fractured growth plate, they're going to stunt their growth because they're lifting this weight at such a young age. Now, in the same comment thread, there's also going to be people that says that this barbell training is completely safe as long as good technique is stressed. Now, as a parent or coach, who do you believe? Is weight training for young athletes really as harmful as many have made it out to be? So let's talk about this. Now, first things first, let's talk some statistics. When you look at the research, and believe me, I have read a ton of it on this, there's actually very low risk of injury for any child who participates in weight training. Now, this is often because of a few factors, but the most important is the degree of good coaching and qualified supervision for young athletes that are learning to lift weights. In fact, and this is going to surprise a lot of you, the injury rates for young athletes participating in the sports of weightlifting and powerlifting are considerably lower than those for traditional sports of rugby, soccer, football, hockey. However, a lot of times we don't get told that. We're told that injury rates are much higher. That's not the case. For example, one research study followed a group of competitive weightlifters that were 11 to 14 years old, so we consider these youth athletes, and it followed them over the entire year of training and competing. After a full year, there was not one single injury that limited training time or required a trip to a doctor. It did not require any professional medical attention. Now, research even shows that it's safe for a young athlete to find their one repetition maximum in a lift. They can try to hit a PR without fear of injury. Now, this is obviously provided that the athletes are coached and adequately supervised while they're trying to do this, as we'll talk about later. The big thing that people need to understand is that the force an athlete sustains when trying to do a maximal strength test, so trying to do a one rep max back squat at a young age, the forces that their body sustains is actually less than what they would be exposed to on a daily basis with other sports. It's because of this cumulative force aggregation that we get with a lot of these traditional sports. For example, when you jump and land over and over and over again in popular field sports like soccer, basketball, or football, your body sustains a ton of forces that over time can lead to an injury. Most people don't recognize that. They see the sport of a child lifting a big weight and they automatically assume that the forces acting on the body are doing more harm than letting their kids go play basketball for hours at a time on a hard court. But the research is actually showing that many times it's safer. Now, Many injuries sustained by children while weight training come down to one factor, and I hope you've probably guessed it by now, poor adult supervision. When unsupervised, the chances of a young athlete attempting to lift any weight, no matter how much it is, with poor technique, dramatically rises. It also increases the chances of horseplay in the weight room, just joking around, throwing weights around. This is why, if you look at all the research, the most common injury to children in the weight room isn't from actually lifting the weights, but it's from dropping weights on their hands and feet. One of the most common concerns associated with children weightlifting, however, is the potential fear for injury to like a growth plate of their bones. Now, why is this such a concern? Well, at a young age, the bones of a child are still growing and they're vulnerable to injury, or more so vulnerable. As the bones are still maturing at like a young age, like 9-10 years old, the bones can be 2 to 5 times weaker than the surrounding tissues like ligaments and tendons of the body. So for this reason, a traumatic force that would cause an injury to a ligament as an adult would often cause a fracture to a growth plate in a child. But here's the thing to remember, barbell training actually is not one of the leading causes of growth plate injuries to children. The leading causes are American football, followed closely by baseball, gymnastics, and hockey. In fact, not a single study has reported an injury to the growth plate of a child when proper supervision and technique instruction are provided. Now, the only incidence of growth plate injuries when weight training can be attributed to those factors: poor supervision, improper lifting technique, and poorly chosen training loads. So, for example, I just said that no research has shown that when those are provided. Is there any research that says otherwise? Sure. If, for example, a long time ago, 1986, I know it's going back for a long years, there was an article in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that reported a 13-year-old boy sustained a growth plate fracture to his wrist when lifting. Now, if you actually read the article and just didn't read the abstract or basically the summary of it, you would see that it occurred because he was improperly lifting a weight over his head, lost control of it. Where was he doing it? He was doing it in his parents' basement, completely unsupervised. Now, if you didn't read the full article, you just saw that 13-year-old boy was lifting weights over his head, sustained growth plate fracture. But if you actually read this study, you'd maybe come to a different conclusion. Now, the last area of concern by many who think youth weightlifting is dangerous is the impression that lifting weights at a young age will stunt a child's growth. We've all heard this before. However, again, there has never been a scientific evidence research study that's come out that youth weight training is harmful and that it will stunt the normal growth and development process. Now, I'll say this one more time. There has never been any scientific evidence that youth weight training is harmful to the normal growth and development process of a child. That means that your little kid can, in fact, lift weights without fear that it's going to stunt their growth. So now that we have that cleared up, let's switch gears and talk about the benefits of youth weight training. Now, traditionally, most children, especially in the United States, are introduced to weight training as a part of their preparation for another sport competition. So usually in the more popular sports such as football, basketball, baseball, or hockey. For many, this introduction doesn't even come until they get to high school. Now, middle school if they're lucky. But for many of them, team training for other sports is more often the first time any of these kids are taught traditional barbell training of the squat, deadlift, and bench press. Now, if they're lucky, some of these athletes will even be taught at that time the weightlifting movements of the snatch and clean and jerk. But still, there's a lot of kids that go all the way through their middle school, high school career and have never been shown, at least in their team training for the other sports, those movements before. Now, yes, we are starting to see a shift in the amount of youth athletes participating in sports like weightlifting and CrossFit specifically. I mean, I've seen this firsthand. When I'm not training at Boost Physical Therapy and Sports Performance here in Kansas City, on my lunch breaks, I try to get over a couple times a week to KC Weightlifting. That's run by my coach, Anna Martin, and she has a ton of young weightlifters on her team. There's kids as young as 5-6 years old sometimes, and these kids are amazing. But again, there is such a low risk of injury because she is such a stickler at making sure these kids are lifting with great technique. If they're looking like crap and missing a weight over and over and they're not looking good, she doesn't allow them to keep lifting. She makes them go down and focus on technique over and over and over again, and she drills it into them so that they get accustomed to lifting with good technique and their body can sustain these forces very healthily. Now, when we're talking about the specific benefits of youth weight training, there's a ton. One of the first that comes to mind, based on the things we've talked about before, is actually the promotion of normal bone formation and growth. It's obviously, like we talked about, not stunting your growth, and it's likely not going to cause a growth plate fracture if you're using good technique and you have your kid supervised. In fact, the research shows that youth weightlifters commonly display higher than average bone density than other athletes from more traditional sports. Now, other than the obvious that weight training can improve strength of young athletes, lifting weights at a young age can even help reduce injury occurrence in other sports. Now, the research shows that youth athletes who lift weights are actually less likely to sustain an injury in their chosen sport, such as football, basketball, soccer. In fact, these athletes also recover from injuries faster when compared to teammates who don't lift weights at all. Now, while you may still hear some people in the media demonize youth weightlifting, usually these people have never lifted a weight in their life, we're actually starting to see a shift in recent years, like I've talked about. Now, here's just a quick list of a few of these huge medical associations that have actually come around and publicly accepted weight training for children as a safe and effective way of exercising. There's the NSCA, National Strength and Conditioning Association. There's the AAFP, American Academy of Family Physicians, the American College of Sports Medicine, and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine. There's a lot. Now, you don't have to remember all those, but basically, the goal with sharing all those is to show you that there are a ton of professional organizations that have many, many smart medical minds in them that are now coming around, that used to demonize youth weight training, that are now publicly coming out and saying, hey, youth weight training, it's actually not as dangerous as we used to think. It's actually okay. Here's why you can do it. Now, if you are a parent or a coach of a young athlete and you're considering a weight training program, here's some practical takeaways that you can take out of this. Ask yourself these following questions. A, is your athlete mature enough to accept coaching instruction? This is huge. B, does the weight training program emphasize lifting technique and not the amount of weight lifted? C, is there a qualified coach to supervise the young athlete? And D, does the coach understand how to monitor the training program and vary the intensity of lifting to avoid overtraining injury? Now, yes, there's many of us out there that could probably ask ourselves the exact same questions, because there's plenty of adults who are not mature enough to accept coaching instruction, and I'm sure many of you know someone that's out there that's like that. But those four points are huge when thinking about whether or not it's time to get your kid into a weight training program, or as a coach, whether or not that kid is ready to be brought into a weight training program, whether or not you have to have a sit-down conversation with mom and dad and say, hey, little Tommy is not ready to start lifting weights yet because the kid is over there throwing weights at the other kids on the platform. You know, the big thing to understand is that every single one of those points is going to be extremely important for allowing that kid to flourish and remain safe in that, you know, weight training situation. For example, yes, they need to be able to take instruction. B, does the coach understand that lifting technique has to be the most important? In today's society, where production is one of the most hammered things into every single one of our careers as an athlete, there's often going to be coaches, and I'm sure some of you out there know those coaches, that even though you have a youth athlete, they are going to be jamming down the idea that they have to lift more weight and go to this next meet and lift more weight and excel because they're showing such potential at a young age. I often see videos on Instagram and Facebook of young athletes, maybe, you know, 13 through 17, 18 year olds, youth athletes, I guess you would call them. Some of them junior if they're getting up towards that young 20 age. And a lot of these athletes are showing amazing potential. They're lifting humongous weights, but their technique is straight crap. They're allowing their body to, you know, allow their knees to cave in. Their back is rounding. If you have a coach that continues to push that athlete to lift those big weights and is blinded by the fact that they are lifting such big weights and they're not seeing the long-term, you know, ramifications of allowing them to lift that big weight without a solid foundation of technique, that athlete is going to end up injured. Now, yes, some athletes are more resilient to injuries than others. So you may have that elite Olympic weightlifter at 17 years old or that elite powerlifter or CrossFitter that's at a very young age. And they're doing things that we've never seen done before. They're lifting new records every single day. That athlete will eventually hit a wall and sustain a bad injury. They're going to flame out like a match that was just stuffed out because eventually they're going to hit their end potential because their performance has been built on top of a rocky foundation. So, like I said, there's all, you know, every single one of those points is extremely important when understanding whether or not that athlete is in the right weight training program. Yes, they need to be mature enough to accept technique, but we also have to, you know, put some reins on some of the coaches and understand that they need to emphasize lifting technique first. There's nothing wrong with lifting big weight, but if it's not based on top of a solid foundation of perfect or at least good, acceptable technique, we need to make some changes. Now, if you can answer yes to all those questions, a weight training program can definitely be implemented with a young athlete regardless of age. Yes, at 4 or 5 years old, you can start lifting tiny weights and work on perfecting technique. Many kids start baseball at 5 years old. You can start weight training at 5 years old. The big takeaway is that weight training is safe for all children of all ages as long as they are adequately supervised and coached. Now, I hope you guys like today's podcast. Obviously, it's a little bit different than the ones we've done in the past as far as the subject matter, but I hope you were able to take something out of it, especially if you're a parent of a youngster or a coach that may come in contact with a young athlete. Again, thank you so much for checking out today's show. I am so grateful that you would take the time out of your day to sit down while you're on the car, while you're walking the dog, while you're at work. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. I hope you're enjoying all the content. Until next week, guys, happy squatting.
That's it for today, class, on Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horschig. For more exclusive content, log on to squatuniversity.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.